Hi, this is Jackson Fong here at Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to an audio devotional. The series we're working on is called The Me I Want to Be by a guy named John Ortberg, and this is week 4, based on deepening my relationships. Today we'll be talking about relating with others. But before we do that, let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, thanks so much for today. Thank you for our time together. We ask that you would speak to us and help us understand what are some better ways for us to connect and deal with each other. So thanks. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, again, we're going to look at James chapter 5, verses 13 to 20. And we're talking about the idea of relating with others. Again, with anybody, there's always something that pops up. And some things are really amazing, and some things are not so much. What do you do when you're going through difficulty? How do you deal with it? What happens when things are going well? How do you deal with that? The Bible talks a lot about possibilities, about dealing with God, dealing with other people, and dealing with ourselves. Today, as we look a little deeper at this idea of relating with others, figure out what is God telling you? Verse 13, are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. When we take time to look at this, think about your life. Are you experiencing hardships in life? The Word of God here says you should pray. Tell God about some of the difficulties that you're facing. Talk to Him about how you're feeling. Ask Him about what the next steps are that you need to take. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. When things are going well, an amazing opportunity is to be able to take all the hymns and all the praise songs and the worship songs that are out there, and to be able to sing those a little more intensely, sing them a little louder. And you don't have to wait till Sunday or midweek to do it. Do it in the car. Do it in the shower. There are a lot of different opportunities that are available. Take it up. Verse 14, are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you've committed any sins, you'll be forgiven. You know, a lot of times the temptation is, if you're sick, well, just take a ton of Airborne. Have some chicken noodle soup and just sleep well and drink lots of fluids. Those are some great things to do. But the Bible throws it out there for us to take time to also include God in that. Allow God to be a part of that healing process. Why settle to be healed in several weeks if God desires to do that earlier? At the same time, when we deal with life, sometimes we mess up, and sometimes we mess up big, and sometimes we're embarrassed, and we don't know what to do. Verse 16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. When it's talking about confessing sin, does that mean that the only way that you can have sin forgiven is that you have to tell somebody else? You know, I gotta tell my parents, otherwise God won't forgive me. I gotta tell my best friend, otherwise He won't forgive me. It's not saying that. What it's saying here is that as we confess our sins to each other, as we admit to each other our failings, and as we pray for each other, it opens up more opportunities for us to connect, to be reminded that we're not alone, that we can be healed from a broken spirit, that we can be healed from the sin of arrogance, that we can be healed from self-righteousness. Because as we open up ourselves and as we're honest and as we're real, some of those things get dropped off and they're no longer factors for us. But it's not just about telling each other about where we've messed up. It's about praying for each other, asking God to do the work, asking God to do the change. Again, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. James continues on in this passage as he writes. He gives us an example. Verse 17, Elijah was as human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly so that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. And then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops. Some of the things for us to take into consideration. All God wants to do, sometimes he's just waiting for us to ask. What would happen if we started really asking more? Verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. As we interact with each other, we're going to come in contact with people that break away from God. We're going to come in contact with people that are going to toss God aside. We're going to come in contact with people that 1 year they're doing all sorts of stuff for God, and then the next year they're doing nothing for God, and they're really doing everything for themselves. The encouragement here for us is to step out in faith, to try to contact and recontact. There's a lot of people I'll text, because they don't go to church anymore. They don't come to any of the fellowship groups anymore. Or they used to be really strong in leadership. And I'll text them. And sometimes they'll respond back and sometimes they'll ignore me. Sometimes I'll Facebook them. Sometimes they'll message me back. Sometimes they'll ignore me. My responsibility is not to make them like me. My responsibility is not to make them totally happy. My responsibility is to be there and to be available and to remind them that they're loved. Now what they choose to do with it, that's on them. And for you, there are people in your life that you need to connect with. Let people know that they're loved. Let people know that God's there for them. What they choose to do with that, that's between them and God. Your responsibility is to make sure that you've done your part. In either case, as you read through the entire book of James, and as you read through James chapter 5, there's all sorts of things that are mentioned as far as dealing with ourselves and dealing with other people. Let God speak to you. Know that he's got amazing things in store for you. And because he loves us so much, he gives us all sorts of helps to figure out how to deal with life and how to deal with each other and how to deal with other people. Both the people that are really close to us as well as the people that make us crazy. Know that God's got great things for you. In either case, know you're loved. You never have to be alone. God bless you tons.